From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia needs spirit of gotong royong in COVID-19 fight. Some state to begin lifting coronavirus restrictions in coming days. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo on Saturday highlighted the importance of fostering the spirit of gotong royong or mutual cooperation to fight the spread of the new coronavirus disease. President Joko Widodo said in a video statement from the Bogor Presidential Palace, "The government cannot work alone. The entire nation's participation is indispensable. The current situation has obviously left people ill at ease, but with the spirit of gotong royong, Indonesia would be able to come out of the current crisis." The president said he felt Indonesia would emerge as an even more powerful nation that would be better prepared for charting a brighter future. He urged citizens to show the spirit of mutual cooperation across the country by helping one another. The caring and sharing movement must be made public. This is not aimed at showing off, but at keeping hope alive and inspiring others to do the same good deeds. President Jokowi also reiterated his call for working and studying from home, as well as performing religious obligation at home. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday, April 18, that Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to reopen on Monday, while still observing coronavirus-related precautions, and Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Some state governors have warned that they will not act prematurely to reopen their economies until there is more testing for the virus. However, business leaders have also told Trump the country needs to have widespread testing in place before their companies can return to normal operation on Saturday. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, epicenter of the U.S. epidemic, said his coronavirus-battered state may finally be past the worst of the health crisis there. Spanish children have been kept indoors since 14 of March under strict measures to curb the spread of COVID-19. Now Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez aims to relax the rule on April 27 so they can get some fresh air. Barcelona Mayor Ada Colau, who has young children herself, this week pleaded with the government to allow children outside. Spain has seen more than 20,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic and almost 200,000 reported cases. However, the main lockdown measures remain in place, with adults only allowed out to visit food shops and pharmacies or work considered essential. Children have been barred from leaving their homes completely. Spain's 8 million children have already spent 5 weeks confined to their homes, and there has been growing unease at the risk to their health. Other countries, such as Denmark, have begun opening up schools for under 11, while Norway is set to reopen kindergartens on Monday. Germany will reopen some schools on May 4, although the most populous states will begin opening up from Monday. Sweden has kept its schools open throughout the crisis. However, none of these countries has been as badly hit by the virus as Spain. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The world's Orthodox Christians are celebrating Easter, the most important festival in their calendar, amid a series of restrictions and bans. Officials in Eastern Europe and the Middle East urge people not to attend services, fearing this would lead to a spike in coronavirus infection. However, in Georgia, worshippers are still able to attend churches. The traditional Holy Fire ceremony went ahead in a near-deserted church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. The church was closed last month and only a handful of Orthodox clergy, some of them wearing black masks, were allowed in for the ceremony on Saturday. A candle is traditionally lit with the Holy Fire in the crypt of the Holy Sepulchre by Greek Orthodox Patriarch Theophilos III to symbolize the resurrections of Jesus. Instead of the flame being passed on to thousands of pilgrims, this time the ceremony was attended by the Armenian Orthodox Patriarch for assistance and Coptic and Syrian archbishops, Israeli media report. The church bells tolled and the flame was carried out of the church by Theophilos III and others to be taken to Ben Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv and flown to 10 countries. A coronavirus vaccine trial by University of Oxford researchers aims to get efficacy results by September, and manufacturing is already underway. A team led by Sarah Gilbert, a professor of vaccinology, has recruited 500 volunteers from the ages of 18 to 55 for the early and mid-stage randomized controlled trial. It will be extended to older adults and then to a final trial of 5,000 people. Gilbert said that the timing is ambitious but achievable. Volunteers to take part in the trial have been abundant and is no longer accepting new subjects. The group's experimental immunization is among the first to enter clinical trials. The World Health Organization counts 70 vaccines candidates in development, with three others in human testing. The research aims to determine the efficacies, safety, and immunogenicities of the candidate vaccine, named CHADOX1 and COV19. A vaccine against meningococcal disease will be given to participants who will be randomly chosen for control purposes. As a pandemic grips the world, a person could be forgiven if they had forgotten about another threat to humanity way of life, the rise of robots. Martin Ford, a futurist who has written about the ways robots will be integrated into the economy in the coming decades, said, "People usually say they want a human element to their interaction, but COVID-19 has changed that. Companies large and small are expanding how they use robots to increase social distancing and reduce the number of staffs that have to physically come to work. Walmart, America's biggest retailer, is using robots to scrub its floors. Robots in South Korea have been used to measure temperatures and distribute hand sanitizer. Groceries and restaurants offering takeaway are using these machines more too. Food service is another area where the use of robots is likely to increase because of health concern. Fast food chains like McDonald's have been testing robots as cooks and serves. In warehouses like those operated by Amazon and Walmart, robots were already used to improve efficiency. The COVID-19 outbreak has both companies looking to increase the use of robots for sorting, shipping, and packing." Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with highlights of the week. President encouraged Asian Plus 3 to create COVID-19 pandemic resilience and strengthening the economy. The ability of Asian countries and three partner countries, namely Japan, South Korea and China, or Asian Plus 3, APT, in facing the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic and economic weakness, are two issues raised by President Joko Widodo when speaking at the high-level conference Asian Plus 3 Summit. The summit was held virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Tuesday. At the conference, the president encouraged the strengthening of cooperation to create resilience to those two things. President Joko Widodo said, "Strengthening APT states cooperation is very important to create resilience to handle the COVID-19 pandemic. The intended cooperation includes procurement and joint productions of medical equipment and medicine, capacity building of medical personnel under the framework of the Field Epidemiology's Training Network, and strengthening research collaboration to make antivirus and vaccine as an anticipation steps for the future's pandemic." According to the president, China, Japan, and South Korea were among the first countries to face COVID-19. For this reason, their experience of handling COVID-19 needs to be shared with Asian countries. On the occasion, the president also mentioned the issues of cooperation to strengthen the economic resilience of APT countries. According to the president, the COVID-19 pandemic will affect the global economic situation. In addition, the president also encouraged APT to agree to strengthen cooperation so that the flow of goods must continue to run. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi, after accompanying President Joko Widodo at the summit, said the most core result that came out of this special summit is Asian and Asian Plus 3 showed solidarity, leaderships, united together in handling COVID-19. She stressed that all agreed that this was important not only for the members of the APT community, but also the world. The Asian Plus 3 special summit resulted in 9 commitments by APT leaders to strengthen the region's capacity to respond to a pandemic. These commitments include information exchange, clinical care, increased protections for health workers, adequate supply of medicines and medical devices, trying to guarantee the availability of funds to fight a pandemic, including through the proposed establishment of COVID-19 Asian Response Fund. The funding is a reallocation of the Asian Plus One and APT cooperation funds with possible support from APT countries. This thread that was highlight of the week. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Today in history, will begin on April 19, 1930, where PSSI was formed. The All Indonesian Football Association, abbreviated in Indonesian as PSSI, is the organization responsible for managing football in Indonesia. PSSI was established on April 19, 1930, with the initial name of the All Indonesian Football Association. The first chairperson was Suratin Sosro Sugondo. PSSI joined FIFA in 1952, the AFC in 1954. PSSI held the Indonesian League competition every year, and since 2005, the Indonesian Cup was also held. Moving on to April 19, 1953, where Wahid Hashim dies. Indonesia's first minister of religion, Kyai Haji Abdul Wahid Hashim, died in Cimahi, West Java, April 19, 1953, at the age of 38 years. He is the father of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, and son of Muhammad Hashim Asyari, one of Indonesia's national heroes. Wahid Hashim, with a myriad of thoughts on religion, statesmanship, education, politics, society, and Jew, and pesantren, has become an important figure in Islamic and Indonesian history that cannot be replaced by anyone. I'll conclude today in history. On April 19, 1971, Sierra Leone becomes a republic. The Republic of Sierra Leone is a country in West Africa, precisely on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. The country shares borders with Guinea to the north, Liberia to the southeast, and the Atlantic Ocean to the southwest. Previously, this country was a former British colony and became independent on April 27, 1961. Listener, that was today in history. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Srinivasa Raju in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English through streaming on April 4th, 2020. He told that he very enjoyed our program. Hello, Mr. Raju. Thank you very much for your compliment. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Apa yang kau pikirkan saat aku ucapkan gubuh? You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia entitled MotoGP Indonesia gets a 10-year contract. Good news from motor racing fans in Indonesia. In the midst of the COVID-19 epidemic, fresh wind was given by the MotoGP organizer. Dorna MotoGP International organizer has extended its contract to hold the race in Indonesia from 5 to 10 years. Meanwhile, Indonesia is certain to start holding MotoGP in 2021. Currently, the Mandalika circuit in Lombok, which will be the location of the race, continues to accelerate its development. Indonesian MGPA Strategic Communication Chief Officer Happy Haryanto, escorted by CNNIndonesia.com on Sunday, said, "Previously, Indonesia got a 5-year contract despite the fact that it has never held a MotoGP event before. However, the coronavirus pandemic has the potential to make legal matters take longer. For now, Happy Haryanto stressed that Indonesia must maintain focus to hold the first race as best as possible. Currently, the construction of the circuit is going well and on schedule, despite the threat of COVID-19. Work has reached 30%, which includes groundwork. Meanwhile, the construction of the MotoGP circuit in the midst of the COVID-19 virus outbreak continues to be done. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, emphasized that road construction continues despite the pandemic so that Indonesia can hold a MotoGP race in October 2021. The world motorcycles racing itself is to be held in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The time that left is less than 2 years, so the Ministry of Public Works and Housing is forced to continue to improve the competitions of the circuit in the midst of the COVID-19 epidemic. The Ministry 2020 Infrastructure Budget Allocation has poured for supporting the implementation of the GP motor, such as the Mandalika Special Economic Zone Flood Control, the construction of the Lombok International Airport Bypass, the development of the three Gili Islands, and many others. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener Rakesh, also from India. He said that he watched our Facebook fan page and also listened to our broadcast online. He also told that our content is good for listeners. Hello, Mr. Rakesh. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Ku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop. Janji aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop
bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri, sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Aku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri.
Stop, 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 stop.
Jika hanya garitkan luka.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. This edition will introduce Ngudel Beach, which is one of tourist destinations in Malang, East Java. Malang is indeed rich in tourist destinations. There are many beautiful beaches in this regency. One of them is Ngudel Beach in Sindurojo village, Gedangan district. It is approximately 2 to 4 hours drive from downtown Malang. Most beaches in Malang are in the southern part, directly adjacent to the Indian Ocean, where the waves tend to be high. Ngudel Beach is classified as a newly found destination. Therefore, the atmosphere here is not too crowded and very natural. Visitors can freely enjoy the beauty of the beach as if a private beach. Unfortunately, the waves at Ngudel Beach are quite high, making it impossible for visitors to swim. At some points on this Ngudel Beach, there are notices not to swim because it is quite dangerous. But you can still enjoy the atmosphere of the beach in many ways. For example, playing in the sand or fishing. For the latter, you can go up to the rock and throw the hook from there. The best time to visit Ngudel Beach is late afternoon, because on this Ngudal Beach, you can also enjoy the amazing view of the sunset. Since the opening of the Southern Cross Road in 2016, it has become easier for tourists to visit beaches in Malang district, including Ngudal Beach. Since the atmosphere is still not too crowded, this beach is also suitable for camping, although it does not yet have complete facilities. In addition, it is suitable for calming the mind and relaxing around the beach, which has white sand and sometimes also used for off-road motorcycle track. Indeed, Ngudal Beach in Malang, East Java could become one of your holiday references. The charm of its beautiful nature will surely leave you spellbound with the panorama at Ngudal Beach. That was today's Indonesian Wonder. We'll meet again in the next edition with other interesting topics. See you next time.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener Philip Yong from Malaysia. He was listening to our program in English through frequency 3325 kHz. He said that our signal in his country was not really strong. Its SINPO was only 21121. At the same time, the radio receiving signal videos of VOI shortwave 3325 kHz in Malaysia are available on my YouTube channel. Hello, Mr. Philip Yong. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We suggest you to listen to our broadcast through frequency 4750 kHz for Southeast Asian regions or through our website www.voinews.id. Hopefully, you can monitor our broadcast clearly. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Nanti gelap kini akan.
Here is Musalani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Musalani. This edition will be discussing after the pandemic, staycation is predicted to be the main choice for a vacation. Stay tuned. The tourism industry is optimistic that business will return to normal after the coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic passes, even though everything still needs a process. Tiket.com Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder Gary Undersa said Indonesian domestic tourism is predicted to recover most quickly when COVID-19 has been successfully overcome. One thing that is expected to be excellent for those who have not been on vacation for a long time is a staycation. The public does not need to travel far, but it is enough to unwind at a comfortable place like a hotel with all the luxurious facilities. According to Gary, the choice of staycation can be made in the city where they live. After that, people will start to go back to places that can be reached by private vehicles without having to rely on public transportation. For example, Jakarta residents would go for a vacation in Bandung, which can be reached by driving for several hours. Then, tourist areas in the country which are the mainstay of travelers such as Bali and Yogyakarta will soon recover. After after that, international travel will follow. No one knows when the pandemic will end, but the tourism industry can learn from a recovering country like China. Gary added, local people immediately flooded domestic tourist destinations after the quarantine status ended. Indonesian people might do the same. He ensured that he would continue to support partners, including airlines and hotels, to recover so that people could return to travel without worrying when the situation improved. Consumers can also look forward to attractive offers from travel service providers when business returns to normal. Well, listener, that was Miscellanea for today about staycation. We'll meet again with other interesting information.
Masa di mana kita bersama, ku buka lembar demi lembar buku ingatan kita dulu. Ku berbisik dalam benak ini, dirimu, kau yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun masa itu telah berlalu. Tak terasa tetesan air mata surat ini. Ku berharap ku sentuh dirimu, kau yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun masa itu telah berlalu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we discuss a song by Abdul and the Coffee Theory. Abdul began his career music as a singer. In 2018, he changed the concept by establishing a music group called Abdul and the Coffee Theory. Its members consist of Alex as keyboardist, Indra as guitarist, Andre Kupel as bassist, Horace as saxophonist, and Andre Chilling as drummer. Their works were quite well received by music lovers in Indonesia. One of the hit songs is Beauty Is You, which is from their second album titled Lovable, released in 2008. The song Beauty Is You tells the story of a man who falls in love with the woman he just met. Well, listener, here is Abdul and the Coffee Theory with the song Beauty Is You.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata. Karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty.
Of Indonesia.
Terpasung anganku dalam binar matanya. berdua bersamamu. Kau takkan pernah tahu betapa rindunya aku. Jangan kau ragukan aku milikmu. Mungkin saat nanti kita bersama kan berbagi rasa dalam semua duka berasa yang selalu kan ada di jiwa. Temani dirimu berdua ke akhir masa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cita
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adala. See you on the next English program.